And so, my brothers and sisters, as we continue in our season of Lent, we see how God is just desiring to encounter our hearts, especially within this gospel, and how important it is for us to be aware of Jesus wanting to bestow upon us his abundant grace, that living water that he wants to well up inside of us. You see, we're aware of Jesus, especially when we come to Mass. We're aware of him when we enter into adoration, or maybe the reading of the scriptures. We become aware when we pray the rosary or any other type of devotion or prayer, that we're more attuned to knowing that Jesus is right there to converse with us and we with him. But the thing is, God wants to converse with us always. He wants to encounter our hearts at every moment. Yes, in prayer here at Mass and so forth, but also in our work, in our families, even in the most mundane chore that we hear in this gospel. The Samaritan woman was only going to get water, a daily chore she had to do. And it was right there that Jesus was present, seeking to show forth his great love and the abundant grace he wants to pour into her. And it's amazing, this encounter then, because she slowly comes aware of who she's speaking with. You see, at the beginning, she didn't even know. She arrives there at the well, and the only thing that she identifies Jesus is, "You're a Jew. We have nothing in common." It's almost as if, you know, if you were to go to a place and you see this person standing right there and you're thinking, "Please don't talk to me." So you get right there on your iPhone and you just start texting things. Just almost as if a way to avoid it, because you don't want to be aware. But you see, Jesus doesn't let that bother him. When she simply says, "Hey, you're a Jew, I'm a Samaritan, we have nothing in common. Let me just get my water and move on." No, Jesus wants to touch her heart, just like he wants to touch our hearts. And so he speaks to her and simply says, "If you had known the gift of God, you would ask him for a drink. Because I can give you living water. I can give you something beyond what you even desire right now." The Samaritan woman now becomes a little bit more aware, because it's the way she addresses him now. She no longer sees him as a Jew. She looks at him and says, "Sir." Almost as a way of endearment, as a way of seeing that he's this kind man now. "Give me this water so I don't have to come here anymore. I ask for your help. Because coming at noon is like the worst time to go." And she only goes at noon because of her sins. You know, typically they would go get water either early in the morning or in the evening. That way the water would be enough for the whole day or to carry over into the next. But you also, because it's cooler then, you don't have to worry about the heat. But the thing is she doesn't want to be around anyone. She would rather go at noon in the heat of the day than to have to face anyone else. But yet Jesus wants to come and encounter her at that moment. He wants to free her from this. And that's why he says, "You know, I want to give you this living water." And he reveals to her her sins. Those infidelities of marriage. Not as a way to condemn her, but as a way to remove that, so that that is no longer blocking her from receiving the great gift of God's love, the grace he wants to pour into her. In a way, she is making a confession right now. And because of that, she comes to now a deeper awareness of this encounter. She no longer calls him sir, but a prophet. You see, deep there in her heart, Jesus is growing. He's becoming more present. And thus then that leads into the understanding of worship, to become aware of Jesus, to be able to receive Him more and more. Jesus says, you know, there will be a time, and it is now here, where everyone will worship in spirit and in truth. That is the coming of the Holy Spirit. And in the truth of Jesus' sacrifice upon the cross that we celebrate here at Mass. And my brothers and sisters, it's at that moment she realizes the Christ will tell us everything. The Messiah will come. And Jesus looks at her with a smile and says, I am He who is speaking with you. I can only imagine in that moment that as Jesus says that to this woman, there becomes a smile upon her face, a deeper awareness, and as if the floodgates of her heart and soul are now opened to receive every gift that God wants to pour into her, she experiences the joy of knowing that, wow, I have been speaking to Jesus. I have been present with Him. The one who is to come and to save us, to save me. So it's no wonder that she gets up at that moment and she runs back to the town. She forgets why she even came there. There is no longer the water jug that she is carrying. She leaves it back because she wants to get back to the people as quickly as possible. She wants to share her joy. And thus we know she has a genuine conversion. Because a true conversion wants to share the encounter of Jesus with others. Wants to share what's welling up inside that just starts overflowing with great joy. My brothers and sisters, then, we see in her then like the apostles. What happens when Peter and James and John and Andrew, they encountered Jesus that first time? They left everything. They left their nets. They left their boats so that they can go and encounter Jesus in a deeper way and to share that encounter with others. The Samaritan woman does the same thing. And thus, what happens is that the town comes out to meet Jesus. And He stays there 2 days. And they begin to believe in Him. And they simply state, we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. How amazing this encounter. No longer seen as a Jew, or sir, or a prophet, but seen as He truly is through this encounter, as the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Messiah. May we then seek to have this deep encounter also with the Lord. May we experience the joy of being filled with His grace, with His love, and from that joy, share that with those around us. Praise be Jesus Christ through His Mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.